SBS Radio.
In this bulletin, violence and fire bombings in Arakoon throw residents out of their homes seeking safety in bushland and army veterans camp, amongst other places. The federal and South Australian governments announced grants for fire-affected farmers and small businesses. And reports that Iran has fired rockets at an American airbase in Iraq. First, the ABC is reporting that more than one in five residents of the township of Arakoon have now fled their homes due to safety concerns in the remote Cape York community. Several houses were firebombed last week after about 200 residents, some bearing makeshift weapons, took to the streets in search of two teenagers, aged 17 and 18, who allegedly stabbed a 37-year-old man to death on New Year's Day. The pair have been charged with murder. Following the unrest, 1,200 residents are reported to have fled their homes. 120 people have sought refuge in the nearby township of Koon. Some 110 others have been sheltering in bushland outside the township. Another group of more than 100 people have sought refuge at a bush camp run by a team of military veterans, the Kapani Warriors Camp. Kapani Warrior Program Director Dr. Tim White, a 76-year-old Vietnam War veteran, told the ABC the situation reminded him of refugees fleeing violence during the Vietnam War. Also from the ABC, we learned that ancient rock art was destroyed in the 2018's devastating Queensland bushfires. The destruction at Balloon Cave has not been spoken about publicly until now to allow the site's custodians time to come to terms with the loss. Balloon Cave working group member Del Harding said the art was part of an ongoing cultural work that provided a link between his Bijara, Gangaloo and Garingbal ancestors over millennia and their descendants today. While some of the handprints at the cave were ancient, others, more recent prints, had been added over time. It had been revealed that the destruction occurred when after a recycled plastic walkway intended to protect the site exploded during the massive bushfire in Carnarvon National Park. The incident has prompted an archaeologist working with local indigenous people to call for the removal of all flammable structures at vulnerable sites around the country. Farmers and small businesses hit by the Kangaroo Island and Adelaide Hills bushfires in South Australia will be able to apply for grants of up to $15,000 through an $11 million funding package to help them rebuild. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the assistance is being provided under the jointly funded Commonwealth State Disaster Recovery Funding Arrangement. Small businesses directly affected by fires can seek grants of up to $10,000 to help them recover, while primary producers who suffered in the blaze will get up to $15,000. The leader of the newly established National Bushfire Recovery Agency says mental health will be a critical part of recovery efforts. Former Australian Federal Police Chief Andrew Colvin is beginning to visit fire-affected communities to better assess their needs. He told the Seven Network the long-term nature of the recovery is his priority.
What we see, my sense and my fear is what we see now, the immediate trauma that people are suffering, that families and communities are going through, that will go on for years and years and years. And we won't know where this ends for a long time to come. So now this is a scale that's unbelievable.
And New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has urged residents to remain vigilant to the fire danger as firefighters use cooler conditions to get fires under control ahead of the elevated risk on Friday. A total fire ban is in place this Wednesday for the southern slopes on one of three districts west of the Great Dividing Range with very high fire danger forecast. Ms. Berejiklian told the Seven Network there's no room for complacency.
We don't think it'll be as bad as what it's been in the last few weeks, but we can't afford to be complacent because these days the fires are creating their own weather conditions, and that's a new phenomena that hadn't been part of our fire season before. And I keep telling people that I speak to who want to do something today or tomorrow, I say, hang on, our fire season's going at least till the 30th of March, if not longer. So please don't be complacent. Don't assume it's over. We have to be on our guard.
And Prince Charles has offered a message to support support to bushfire victims, saying he has been appalled at the extent of the bushfire damage. The prince says his thoughts and prayers, along with those of the Duchess of Cornwall, Camilla, are with those affected by the fires.
And we feel so deeply with the families of those who have been lost, who lost their lives in the course of carrying out their remarkable duties as only they can do. And we also think of all the Australian wildlife that is destroyed in these appalling infernos, let alone everything else. I know, we both know, just how incredibly special and resilient the Australian people are.
Iran says it has fired missiles at a U.S. base in Iraq in retaliation for the death of a top Iranian military commander by a U.S. airstrike on Friday. The body of Qasem Soleimani has been buried in his hometown of Kerman as part of Iran's three national days of mourning. The White House says it is aware of reports of an attack on the American Al-Assad air base and that U.S. President Donald Trump is monitoring the situation. It is unclear if there have been any casualties. In the meantime, Prime Minister Scott Morrison's office says he's directed the Chief of the Defence Force to take whatever actions are necessary to protect and defend Australian military and diplomatic personnel and keep Australians safe. Scott Morrison has briefed the Labour leader, Anthony Albanese. His office says the National Security Committee of Cabinet is due to meet again tomorrow, but could be reconvened sooner if necessary. And to sport, in tennis, Nick Kyrgios has kept his cool to outlast a hot-tempered Stefanos Tsitsipas and sealed victory for Australia in the ATP Cup clash with Greece in Brisbane yesterday. World number 30, Kyrgios returned from injury to claim a 7-6, 6-7, 7-6 win in more than 2.5 hours at Pat Rafter Arena that was marred by an extraordinary meltdown by Tsitsipas. After dropping the first set, the world number 6 slammed his racket into the bench, accidentally clipping his father, Greece captain Apostolos Tsitsipas, on the forearm. Tsitsipas later received a point penalty for unsportsmanlike conduct early in the second set when he smashed a ball into his unfortunate bench, this time just missing his dad. Kyrgios told Channel 9 he did not want to get distracted.
There was a bit going on down the other end of the court. Didn't seem to affect you though, which was good.
No, I'm on probation, so I got to stay in check.
Well, you've been a very good boy, Nick.
Yeah, I'm trying.
It's good to see.
And Australian Open officials say action will be confined to the three stadiums with retractable roofs and 8 indoor courts if conditions become hazardous due to the bushfire crisis. Smoke from the fires has also resulted in hazardous conditions in Sydney, where the final rounds of the inaugural ATP Cup will take place this weekend, and Melbourne, where the Australian Open begins on January 20. World number 2 Novak Djokovic says while he hopes the crisis will be over soon, it is imperative there is a plan in place to protect players' health. And now, having a look at the weather around the country: Perth, a sunny day, top of 28. Adelaide, similar conditions, 35. Melbourne, smoke haze, 24. Hobart, becoming cloudy, 22. Albury, Wodonga, mostly sunny, 23. Canberra, smoke haze, 31. Wollongong, similar conditions, 23. Sydney, possible smoke haze, 26. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 30. Brisbane, similar conditions, 31. Townsville, partly cloudy, 29. Cairns, a shower or two, 32. Alice Springs, partly cloudy, 29. Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and a top of 34. And the Torres Strait Islands, heavy rain and a top of 26. And that is NITV Radio News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.